New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
To the Hollow Sky Podcast. We are your hosts. I'm Steven.
And Kyle.
And it's Monday, Hollow Cult. You know what that means? You're here to hang out with us. You chose us out of all the other people on the planet to get you through your Monday work grind. And we're thankful for that. It's going to be a good time. Kyle said he's going to take us into some conspiracy waters today. Wonderful.
I am.
The wonderful turbulent waters of the conspiracy ocean. I'm stoked. But before we get into it, we got to get through the business. If you're new here, fast forward to about 4 minutes if you don't want to listen to us talk. If you like listening to us talk, hang out. Check us out at all our social medias, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Twitter, Discord, Reddit. Search up the Hollow Sky Podcast. You'll find us there. Come and hang out. Join the community. Be part of the cult. It's a fun time. It's a cool cult. It's not, you don't have to like drink weird stuff and take all your clothes off or anything weird like that. You can just hang out and talk about weird stuff. It's easy. If you've got a paranormal experience you'd like for us to feature on a future Thursday show, there's easy things about that too. Kyle knows it.
I do. It is easy. It's in the show notes or it's hollowskypodcast@gmail.com. Write your story out, shoot it over there. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. We'll get it, file it. Put it on a show. Done.
It's literally the sound it makes.
Every time.
If you'd like to support this endeavor in any way possible, first off, we're appreciative. Second off, we got a Patreon, $7 a month. You get extra shows. Casket Breath drops. Future shows. Wow. Early drops for shows, ad-free shows, all kinds of cool stuff. Sometimes we drop coupons for our store. Stores at hollowskypodcast.com. Go over there. Cool stuff. T-shirts, stickers, stocking hats, soon-to-be trucker hats. So get ready. It's coming. It's going to be sick and fly, both. You're going to be the illest kid on the block.
It's going to be awesome.
Tubular. How's that? This is a
very clever word.
You can also share the show word of mouth. Best thing you can do. Throw a name in the hat anytime anybody asks for a paranormal podcast. Just keep it rolling. Shoot us your shipping address to any of the socials and we'll eventually get you some QR slaps out there. We're doing our best. Something's going on in Canada, some big postal strike or something. So maybe a problem to our Canadian people, but we're going to try it. You can also go to wherever you listen to podcasts and leave us a 5-star rating and review. And when I find it, I'll gladly shout you out. This week's 5-star rating and review is brought to us by our friend, Donald D. Duckman. I love it.
That's awesome.
Donald says, I'm hearing this in Donald Duck's voice. Golden Elf Portal, 5 stars. Love the array of weird topics, and these guys do a great job breaking it down and exposing the truth. The stranger, the better. Keep going! Exclamation point. Well, Donald, thanks for taking your time doing duck stuff to come over and leave us some encouraging words. We appreciate you and all the duck stuff you bring to the world.
Absolutely.
You can't do this because you have little duck hands, but this is for you. And on that note, we are diving in to...
Let's get it. Operation Mockingbird. Whew.
Anytime Kyle does an episode that starts out Operation, we're in for it. Get ready.
It's interesting. I'm sure I essentially just scratched the surface, but I also feel like at a certain point we'll kind of run off topic because I feel like this one is extremely relevant to today's world. Believe it or not,
that's scary.
It is scary. Fortunately. Some of the boring stuff, a little bit of the backstory. In 1948, Frank Wisner, he was appointed to the director of the Office of Special Projects, which was renamed the Office of Policy Coordination, which later becomes the Espionage and Counterintelligence Branch of the CIA.
They are notorious for changing the names of so much stuff.
I know, it's so bad, and I understand why, but it's ridiculous.
Makes the paper trail impossible to follow.
Exactly, and that's why they just move it around to where we can't follow it. Although there are some smart folks out there that do connect the dots at some point. It may take them a hot minute, but they'll connect it. Anyways, Wisner was told to create an organization that concentrated on propaganda, economic warfare, preventative direct action, which included sabotage, anti-sabotage, demolition, and evacuation measures. It would also be used to assist underground resistance groups. Most reports start around the 70s as to when Mockingbird possibly started. However, I was able to find that shortly after Wisner was told to create these groups, he then started creating Mockingbird in about 1948. So I think what happened is in the 70s is when it started to first leak out.
That makes sense.
Is what happens.
That makes sense.
Mockingbird was intended as a program to influence the domestic American media. Wisner then recruits Philip Graham of the Washington Post to run the project. Graham then recruits military assets to aid in this endeavor. By the 1950s, just a few years after its inception, Wisner, quote unquote, owned respected members of the New York Times, Newsweek, CBS, and many others. New York Times, no, not at all. And it was so ingrained that at the New York Times, it was actually company policy to provide cover for their CIA contacts. So like if they would run smoke screens if somebody got close, like, hey, you're working with the CIA, the papers and the media outlets would run smoke screens and be like, no, they would cover for them.
That it's not shocking.
No.
But it muddies the water so much.
Yeah.
So much.
It's ridiculous. And it wasn't even like in that. Those are just like the starting points for the operation. The operation leaks across the entire planet in all different types of media outlets, controlling the narrative across the planet. It's terrifying how powerful this single operation gets.
Dude, it's crazy to me.
It's crazy, but a lot of it's simply fueled by man's ambition.
Yeah. I mean, the idea of it's not crazy. The fact that they have the power to do that is crazy to me.
Yeah.
To control every narrative that spawns out. It makes you wonder, like, how much of today's social media they're behind.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
Like the big push to shut TikTok down. Like, that seems a little sus, because essentially you've got people who are connecting with other people without a whole lot of regulation going on outside of, like, you know, nudity and crimes and whatnot, but they can post information back and forth and there's no regulation. And then all of a sudden, like, there's this big push, you know, TikTok's a Chinese spyware, blah, blah, blah. That sounds like something that these people would put in place to keep people from communicating with one another.
Well, that and TikTok may very well be Chinese spyware, but we've also heard that there are vacuums in America that are Chinese spyware.
Yeah. Like, at this point, they already know everything that they want to know about you.
Exactly. And like I said, if we have vacuums that'll connect to your Bluetooth and then run information back to the Chinese government, really, we're going to freak out over a social media outlet? Come on.
I guarantee you the Chinese government does not give a shit about the blueprints of my house.
No.
Period. The end.
No. No. Not at all.
But anyway, it just made me think, like, if they control so much of the physical, I guess, static media, like television and news outlets and whatnot, like, they definitely have to have their hands in digital media now.
Oh, absolutely. Back then, and I'm sure it's the same now, if any journalist went against the narrative by any means, the CIA would then begin looking into them, setting up wiretaps and all types of domestic surveillance, which was, by all of my knowledge, was against the law. You couldn't do that. But they went ahead and did it anyways. They're just, because you'll see a lot of it when you look up Mockingbird. A lot of it points back to this case of them investigating journalists.
They essentially are the law at that point.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. Exactly. In 1951, a man named Cord Meyer joined the CIA and became the principal operative of Mockingbird. Meyer joined the Marines and headed some assaults in World War II. He was also a machine gun platoon leader in the assault on Guam. And because of his war experiences, including losing his twin brother and suffering being blown up by a grenade, it completely and understandably changes his entire outlook on life. He swore that no matter how little it was, he would contribute into never forgetting the men who lost their lives over there. So he became a man on a mission, essentially. And with that being said, you could argue he was a very motivated man and wanted to serve his country. Well, a little nudge from the people at the CIA. Hey, and now we have a man who's highly motivated and may or may not realize that he just got roped into something that's not exactly a glorious situation. Because of his motivation, he's easily swayable.
Yeah. I can't imagine having myself in that position. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
that's dangerous.
Oh, absolutely.
Heavy dangerous.
And at the time, and I think I get into it, but I'll just go ahead and cut it off now. At the time, the main push for Mockingbird, by everything that I've found, is to stomp out communism as fast as they could. They were scared that communism was injecting itself into American culture, and they wanted, that's why they started manipulating the media and creating these narratives to keep people away from being sucked into communism.
Oh, that lines up with the timeline too, where you said it started in 48. The last big bad was just put back to bed, which was Hitler and the Nazis. So now the next big bad's getting ready to rear its head.
Yep.
Start it, fired up.
Yep. And so, like I said, that's why they wanted to control the narrative so much. And that very well could be the case. But like with anything, they may have seen how effective it was, and the wheels obviously get to turning, and they're like, hey, we can do this. What else can we do? But by 1953, the network of journalists under the control of Mockingbird was relatively decent. They had major influence in over at least 25 newspapers and wire agencies. The entire network was then overseen by Alan W. Dulles, who was the director of the CIA at the time. This, by all means, was essentially off the books because they would actually siphon money from other projects to help bribe journalists and publishers. So the total bankroll for Mockingbird is kind of undocumented because they would just siphon from other projects.
How far along in our journalism journey do we have to go before people start offering us money to shut up?
No doubt.
Because I will take the money and then still not shut up.
Yeah, that's why they won't consider us. Like, it. These guys
don't know how to
are beyond up. Any form of control.
We will take the government's money, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm not going to argue it.
Just saying.
And then I'm probably going to narc you out for everything that you're doing.
If you need me to be quiet, you have to pay me. And then I'll also not be quiet.
Yeah. So if you hear us take a hiatus for a month or two, it's because we're plotting a case.
That's called hollow math.
A comeback tour.
Yeah. I'm probably buried in a desert somewhere.
Let's hope not. But this by all means was kind of, like I said, it was off the books. Wisner even funded the Hollywood production of Animal Farm, which apparently was an animated allegory based on the book written by George Orwell. Over time, this network would amass around 3,000 salaried and contract CIA employees to engage in propaganda efforts. So that's a pretty big workforce.
Yeah.
Manipulating media. Mockingbird not only put out propaganda, but it would soon begin its reign on censorship as well. It would restrict papers' abilities to report on certain events. This all got to a point where J. Edgar Hoover began to essentially get a little bit jelly of the CIA's power and its reach. So it almost started this internal war between the CIA and the FBI. The CIA was almost like a closed net gang in a sense, where they could basically run anything they wanted with the amount of power that they had amassed. So then Edgar began to use the FBI to take little pot shots at the CIA. He would have the FBI start revoking some of the clearances of CIA guys. So it started this little internal conflict where Hoover was being petty and he's like, well, if this guy needs a security clearance, well, I just say we take the security clearance away.
Whoops.
Okay.
You still kind of hear of that going on today. Like, they're,
yeah,
the kind of weird little factions and the ones with more powers, like the alphabet agencies with more power kind of police the ones that have less power. And it's,
yep.
It does feel like an
internal struggle too. Like their power dynamic waxes and wanes with each other.
Yeah.
Like some days the FBI will have the upper hand. Some days the CIA's got it. And,
yeah.
And I'm sure that the NSA is probably in its own little world where it does its shit.
Yeah. Just nobody wants to fuck with them.
Yeah.
Frick with them. Sorry.
Yeah.
We're trying our to bad. Be better here at Hollow Sky.
Our bad. We're trying.
Trying to do better.
That's all we can do in the end is just try. But Wisner began to really focus his sights on Hollywood and controlling arguably one of the biggest influence agencies of its time. It seemed like it was an easy sell because at the time, apparently all of the men who ran the studios were extremely patriotic and anti-communist. And like I said, one of the big pushes right out of the gate was to stomp out communism. But the depth in movies is interesting because I read a passage that spoke about this is mind blowing to me. And I want everybody to take this for what it is, of how subtle these influences can be on our life. Really chew on this, Steve. I read a passage where the CIA began to push for Hollywood to start they were trying to manipulate race relations. So what the CIA did, they were like, hey, Hollywood, we want you to start showing movies where black and whites are equal. So what we want you to do, or one of these examples would be putting black spectators in the crowd watching golf in the movie The Caddy. That little bit of them just inserting people into a golf crowd can translate to manipulating general consensus at that point.
That
to me is mind blowing.
It does. It sounds crazy, but we know that it's effective.
Yeah.
Is the crazy part. We know that it works.
Yes.
If we didn't, I know it's apples to oranges here, but if we learned anything from working at Pepsi, it's how easy the public can be manipulated.
Dude, some of them meetings we sat in on were arguably not the best type of meetings to be having.
Crazy, right?
Yes.
Crazy. On the surface, just product placement and can style is each meticulously calculated to
the environment in which it's going in.
Yeah. To be focused toward a demographic.
Yeah. Like when we had those meetings, I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Like is this real? Are we being punked right now? Is this a real thing?
It's crazy.
And everybody's in that meeting together. We're all sitting there listening.
Yep.
All races combined, everything. And you're just like, holy shit. Holy shit. This is bizarre. And I get that it is in their best interest to move their product. I get that. But it feels so depersonalized.
And an easy scenario that we can talk about. Like the super skinny slim cans made to appeal to women.
Yep.
Made to sell to women. And your product placement and the way the colors of the can and everything, everything is strategically designed to manipulate the consumer.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy. And but the overall point of that is just how mundane all of it can be.
Yep.
The shape of a can, the color of people spectating in a freaking golf crowd.
Yeah.
In a movie that's not even focused on the crowd at all. It's in the background. Extra,
probably just a pan across.
Yep.
It's nuts.
It's crazy. And you know that if at the time they used these, and they probably used it to improve relations because they needed, if they were trying to stomp out communism, they needed a new enemy for people to focus on. Instead of us focusing on each other, they needed us to come together to help stomp out communism. Right? So they needed us together at that time. But if they can bring us together, you know damn good and well they can bring us apart.
Yeah.
And we see that time and time again. It's absolutely unbelievable how far the tentacles of this beast spread. They went to hire a man named C.D. Jackson, who joined the OSS in 1943. He was appointed a deputy chief at the Psychological Warfare Division. The CIA used him to go on and write speeches for Eisenhower. He then became the special assistant to the president. This included the role of Eisenhower's liaison between the CIA and the Pentagon. So they had a dude who was appointed deputy chief of psychological warfare, speeches for the president.
The fact that there's a psychological warfare division sucks.
Crazy.
I know
it's effective.
I know that it's a necessity considering we're humans and that is effective. But the fact that there's a division sucks.
It does.
But I'm glad it's on our team.
Being used on our team.
Yes. Well, no.
Because you know, inevitably, yes. It is.
Yeah. I get it.
Yeah.
And yeah, sucks.
And at this point, it really does feel like the CIA had done something unimaginable and literally begins to control almost everything. And if there's one thing we've learned over time, is that once these agencies or governments acquire this type of power, it's almost impossible to take that power away, because they will fight it tooth and nail, losing the ability they have. And like I said, at its core, Mockingbird was meant to keep communism at bay. But as with anything, and we talk about the situation rather often, when they, it's just like with the Patriot Act. Once that was pushed out, oh, we're just going to use it for this. And then they realize its potential.
Security.
They realize its potential and they start spiderwebbing it out and just kind of running gambit on everything. But let's pretend that they crush communism in the States. Now what? We got all this power, all this money, all these people. What else can we do? The power they feel essentially just floods and hits the brain, and they become essentially icons inside their own minds. They're the new gods of the world. They can influence anything and everything and bring people to their, just to bend a knee, even if we don't even acknowledge that that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
Like, we essentially don't acknowledge it. For the most part, I'd say the general public denies it. They're like, no, free will, bud. Free will.
Yeah. I'm just going to go buy this skinny can of my favorite coffee. Don't worry about it.
Exactly. And it is crazy to sit down and think about it on a reality basis of being influenced that much, but it's true. It's 100% true.
It sucks.
It does suck. It sucked to admit you get manipulated pretty frequently.
The worst part is that, like, not even so much being manipulated, but the fact that we're so predictably manipulated.
Yeah, like, it's not so hard.
Predictably manipulative. Manipulating. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. You got it.
Yeah. The fact that we're just going to F with Johnny Q Public over here for a while.
And I love, like, the fact,
yeah, please more.
Yeah. Do I more. Love the fact that we will stand 10 toes down and be like, no, I chose to do that. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
It was in no way, shape or form.
I bought that.
Was I influenced in any way?
Favorite drink. Well, it's your favorite drink because you like the way the can looks.
Yep. It's wild, man. But in the long circle back,
sometimes being a human sucks.
I would agree with that. I agree with that sentiment. But in the long circle back, Mockingbird tactics would include things like they would provide stories, often pre-written, to their cooperative journalists. These stories, of course, would support U.S. policies. The CIA also maintained close relationships with editors and media executives, influencing the overarching narrative and editorial policies of news organizations. So odds are they would just buddy-buddy up with these guys and talk shit on foreign politics and talking points, which would further motivate these media guys to double down and help America defeat the outside propaganda on their country. One way to grab journalists to work for Mockingbird was to offer them exclusive stories and access in exchange for their cooperation, which is probably the, if anybody was going to think of how to get journalists on board, I feel like this is the way to do it. Because human condition, man, you take a man's ambition and put these golden little nuggets in front of him and watch him start working real fast. Being in that job field is essentially no different than podcasting or anything else. If you're the one always at the forefront of getting big stories, you're going to be the one that people focus on more. well, Hollis guy's always breaking the new news before anybody else gets it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not rocket science. It's not. Mockingbird not only gained control of the United States and its efforts, but they also began to push outward and gain a foothold in foreign media outlets as well as Europe, Latin America, and other regions. February 1976, George Bush, director of the CIA, announced a new policy. Effective immediately, the CIA will not enter into any paid or contract relationships with any full-time or part-time news correspondent accredited by the United States News Service, newspaper, periodical, radio, or television network or station. I say to that, yeah, right. Highly unlikely. I feel like that was more or less just a public statement. Just like with Clinton coming out and talking about MKUltra. I feel like in the eyes of the government, these programs are far too important to let them just, oh, we're just going to let them go. We're not going to use them anymore. Mockingbird.
They've been so successful.
Yeah, that's exactly it, man. That's exactly it. There's no way Mockingbird and MKUltra, like influencing the mass population is an obvious goal. Obvious goal. But as time passed, people began to essentially spill the beans on Mockingbird. You've got deathbed confessions that were pointing news stations out, just straight up calling them out. You have classified documents being released in the early 90s that reveal that Cuba was nowhere near the danger they had presented to the public at the time. It's even clearly pointed out that the United States military leaders, and this is, I know that a lot of people have heard this, but I can't stress this enough. United States military leaders actually drafted up plans to create events that would justify the country going to war with Cuba, which bleeds off into Operation Northwood. Possible tactics that they sat around and brainstormed were false flag operations on the United States ships, plane hijackings, assassinations of Cuban refugees, and even flagrant acts of terrorism on United States citizens in American cities. There was a quote that I found. We could blow up a United States ship in Guantanamo Bay and blame Cuba. That was written by one of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who also added that casualty lists in the United States papers would cause a helpful wave of national indignation. Which also sounds pretty fucking familiar. I'm just going to go ahead and point back to 9/11 there.
It's crazy to me that they're just so blatant about it.
Yeah, they don't even care.
Yeah, they're just like, whatever.
They're all sitting around circle jerking. coming up with these asinine ideas that shouldn't even be spoken inside the walls of our governments.
Yeah.
And that's any government across the planet.
They're just so okay with it at this point. Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. And I feel like it comes down to not only being just okay with it, but almost like a sense of duty. Like, what do we need to happen to achieve our goal? I know what. If we blew up an American city, that would motivate the public to be on our side to then invade Cuba or said place.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Which feeds our purpose. It's crazy to me.
Yeah, it's gross.
It's gross. It's absolutely disturbing.
And for those of you watching the YouTube, my camera died, so you're not going to get to see my beautiful face for the rest of the episode. So,
you could switch back to your desk cam.
Oh yeah, true. I'll mess with that.
Yeah,
I apologize.
It's good. You also have in 1998, Steve Kangas claiming that, huh?
I said not me.
No, not you. It's close though. He claimed that billionaire Richard Mellon Scaife, who ran Forum World Features, which was a foreign news organization, he was actually a CIA asset and used the organization to disseminate propaganda for circulation in the United States. Kangas was then found dead with a bullet hole in his head in the office of the billionaire Richard Scaife. Of course, ruled a suicide, although discrepancies were found in the police report and the autopsy.
They're like,
whoops. Which also sound familiar with a lot of these situations.
I wonder what happened to him.
What do you mean?
Since he was found dead with a bullet hole in his head, wonder what could have happened.
Oh, I don't know. I guess he just
probably just happened. Himself.
Yeah, it just happened.
Probably just happened.
Just so happened to be in the office of the man that he's accusing to be a CIA asset. Yeah, that's not coincidence at all. Steve's back.
Hey guys, I'm back
on a less than favorable camera.
Less.
Cool, I think you just smeared it more.
Yeah, I did. My bad.
When trying to fix shit goes wrong.
Yeah.
I found an article posted by ABC News on June 20th, 2024. This is crazy to me. And keep in mind, I don't care about your politics. I don't care about my politics. So just keep that out of your heads. But this is slightly bananas because there are legitimate CIA documents that are out there that you can read that speak on, at the bare minimum, looking into the journalists, like I spoke about earlier. However, an ABC News article posted on June 20th, 2024, that RFK was talking about Operation Mockingbird. And it says that these types of conspiracy theories are classic techniques of propaganda. Suck that in for a second. So RFK is speaking about a classified operation, which you could dub conspiracy theory, about Operation Mockingbird and how they are influencing all forms of media. And then the media comes out and goes, that RFK, I tell you right now, that man is using classic techniques of propaganda, which is legitimately what Mockingbird is about. Also, get this. It was written from a Sarah Oates, who just so happens to specialize in propaganda. You can't make this up. You just can't. I wish you could, but you can't.
It's like, it's not even funny, but you can't help but just laugh at how like blatant
it's, like I said,
it is anymore.
There, like, you can Google it. There's legit CIA documents that were declassified that speak about a Mockingbird. Where the media is also so going, no. That's not real. It's not real.
Like, just chill out for a little bit. Don't trust the media. Come on.
Yeah. And despite Bush coming out and saying, hey, we're not going to do this anymore, RFK still claims that Mockingbird is alive and well today, which I would bet most people believe that. You know, I feel like most people believe that. Everybody talks about it. Maybe not in the degree of Mockingbird, but in the idea that our media is directly influenced, I think everybody would agree with that.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. I don't feel like that's out there.
Probably very differently now. Like, very differently now that we're in a digital media age, but it has not went anywhere. That's for sure.
And I think I get a little bit into that, not too in depth, but I feel like conversation will spawn from that. But you have all the documents coming out that the government, because there's big talk there for a while when Elon bought Twitter, about how the government essentially backdoored into Facebook and Twitter. And I would guarantee those are not the only two platforms that they backdoored into and had mass influence over. We're paying people to silence so-and-so and this, that, the other. That's whether you want to admit it or not, that's Mockingbird.
Oh yeah.
That's the same fucking tactics. Yeah. Freaking tactics.
Just the evolution.
Yes. And worst case scenario, it's called something different now.
Oh, I'm sure. That it's media is our greatest tool and our worst weapon, right?
Yeah.
Because it keeps us all connected, keeps everybody, like, without media, you guys wouldn't be able to listen to this, essentially. But it's also very easily weaponized. Very easily manipulated.
Yeah.
And trying to, especially today, trying to navigate what's real and what's not.
It's hard.
Sucks.
It's hard. Like, that's a great segue into my next little bit here. Because I even write, okay, and I'm assuming this is true, and this will probably make some people not that happy.
Close your ears if you're sensitive.
Yeah. I'm just reporting what I found, and that's all Steven I can do. Plug I have your no ears. Ties. I have no ties to anything. So leave me out of your bickering. Here we go.
Get angry emails for this, aren't we?
It's not that bad. I mean, it is if you're stuck on a fucking narrative.
But we're trying our best.
Yeah. But anyways, it's from intelligent.house.gov. So seemingly a real government website, right? Which
you should not trust, first off.
Also true. Also true. But it clearly says it's a massive document. It's got emails and all types of stuff in it. It clearly says the intelligence community 51, how CIA contractors colluded with the Biden campaign to mislead American voters in 2020. And it has to do with the entire Hunter Biden laptop deal and how they seemingly covered shit up so that people wouldn't know about it. Which
I feel like at this point,
there was a huge argument at the time about all of it, right? The whole back and forth thing. But the fact that it's in an official government document at this point with emails, I mean,
yeah.
It's and then I found one to the contrary as well. So don't get your panties in a bunch.
It just goes to show that, like, it doesn't matter who your favorite candidate is. Doesn't matter who you voted for. Doesn't matter who you worship. Like, they're all controlled by the same people.
Yep. It's a game, man.
Controlled by the same people. And if you think any differently than that, you're wrong. And I will stand on that.
I agree.
You're going to have to get it through your head. Like, it doesn't matter if you voted for Biden or not. If you think for a single second that there weren't entities out there influencing the election, you're naive.
Yeah.
and you need to grow up a little bit.
Yeah, because it like with Mockingbird, it comes in multiple waves, man. Because you'll have blatant ones like this, where the highest officials in the CIA were aware of the statement prior to it being publicized. And apparently, according to the document, it says a call came from the top Biden campaign official and new Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, to former Deputy Central Intelligence Agency. Some of the CIA employees internally expressed how, after the statement went out, they were like, food for thought here. This might not be a good thing for the long haul. The longevity of what we got going on here, this might be a bad thing.
Whoopsie.
It's crazy. It's nuts to me. It's nuts that this is sourced by the government to say that there was collusion. But also, I also found one that said 2 years into Trump's campaign, he used the CIA to launch a clandestine campaign on Chinese social media aimed at turning public opinion in China against its own government.
You mean to tell me that two politicians use the same tactic?
Right.
What?
Right.
What? And if you're standing on either side and saying, that's not true, that can't be my guy. Well, guess what? It is. There's proof that there is. And if you don't buy one, you don't get to buy the other.
Right.
So that's where you're at.
I'm with it. I'm 100% with it.
Because they're all scumbags.
Like I stated before, too, you look at Mockingbird, there are a lot of official sources that point to it being, oh, the CIA was just, they were just wiretapping two journalists. That's all we was doing. Like, we probably shouldn't do that. However, we did, and it's our bad, right? It's our bad.
We're very sorry that we're not sorry.
Yeah. Smack us on the wrist, and we'll be on our way. We apologize. But then I found you have a company called Allen & Co., which is a quote-unquote boutique investment firm. It managed the merger between Disney and Fox and operates as an overseeing force for almost all media, including sports, social media, video games, health and insurance, so on and so on. Just so happens, former director of the CIA and Paul Brennan's former superior, George Tenet, it just so happens to be the one in charge of Allen & Co. Allen & Co. Sun Valley Conference. Yeah, it is. It's 100% a coincidence. It's even more of a coincidence that Allen & Co. Sun Valley Conference draws high profile people such as Bill Gates, Oprah, Warren Buffett, and the list continues.
Definitely not influentially financial people.
No, not at all.
No, coincidence.
And that's just the tip of the iceberg on this one. Literally everyone shows up on this. All the big names of business are there. Yahoo, Google, Facebook, eBay, Nike, Time Warner, Dell, LeBron, Loser James, LinkedIn, and more. I'm always going to be petty when it comes to that, man.
Yeah, this, Kyle is definitely biased when it comes to
100%. 100%. MJ's the best. F off. Anyways, this company literally has its hands in almost everything. Activision and its merger with Vivendi Games was crazy. Yeah, was one of seven underwriters for the initial public offering of Twitter, advisor of Facebook in its acquisition of WhatsApp, lead advisor to Time Warner in its acquisition by AT&T, LinkedIn for its merger talks with Microsoft, Walmart and its purchase of Jet.com, Verizon and its acquisition of Yahoo. It's noted that nothing is safe from this influence. The scientific community, advice forums, everything is heavily shielded. People are essentially being paid to cause anxiety. They are recommending people break up with each other. That's sowing depression and nervousness. They use a correlating force that employs system psychodynamics tension-centered strategies and organizational paradoxes by targeting people's basic assumptions of the world and around or of the world around them, which then creates a storm of division and distraction. All of this is done from cable television, video games, internet, targeting people's psychology and their endocrine systems with food and pornography. All of these are so subtle, like the people placed in the crowd of a movie, but it's all on a subconscious level and changes people's moods and behaviors essentially. And it's just nuts to think that one little company like that, I know it's in conjunction with the CIA and whatnot, so it is massive, but you have one front company that is literally sticking its fingers in everything, man. Freaking video games, to television, to sports. And what's crazy is, so for a long time in the conspiracy world, I heard something and I wanted to verify it. Now, obviously, media is biased. Your information that you're pulling from Google and DuckDuckGo and all that shit is biased as well. However, this is my findings. Stevie, did you ever hear that during Obama's presidency, he lifted the ban on propaganda within the United States? Have you ever heard that before?
I don't remember. I think me and you have talked about it.
Yeah. Before. So supposedly that's not true. Supposedly he didn't do that. It was some type of change in the rules. So essentially from what I collected, it still no propaganda within the United States.
Is it illegal?
It's supposed to be.
What's defined as propaganda?
I'm not sure, but it's supposedly within the United States, it's illegal. You're not allowed to do that. However, he did authorize that we are able to use propaganda with the rest of the world.
Of course.
Right?
Of course.
So could one theorize, because of the beginnings of Mockingbird, because in the beginnings of Mockingbird, you have cases where the CIA would influence other countries to align themselves more with American values, right? And to help support America's cause. So in theory, couldn't you then manipulate America by first manipulating other countries?
Yeah. Loophole.
Yeah. That's kind of how I feel about that, is that they came up with this as some type of loophole. And not to mention, if you talk to other people across the world, they'll tell you how crazy America actually is. Almost like we talk shit on China, but it's almost like America's living in its own little bubble too.
So I found the Anti-Propaganda Act of 1940. The Anti-Propaganda Act of 1940, or the Voorhees Anti-Propaganda Act, is a United States statute requiring the registration of organizations subject to foreign control while accomplishing activities in the United States. The public law was penned amidst economic contraction of the 1930s. If this is the same one. The United States federal law was passed by the 76th United States Congress and enacted into law by Franklin Roosevelt on October 17th, 1940. So this just seems to be like organizations acting within the United States that could have some sort of foreign control. I'm trying to figure out what.
Like what they actually define as propaganda.
Yeah. Here, this says, U.S. repeals propaganda ban, spreads government-made news to Americans. For decades, the so-called anti-propaganda law prevented the U.S. government's mammoth broadcasting arm from delivering programming to American audiences. This happened in 2013, which is that? That's the Obama administration, right? 2013?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, essentially, yes, it happened. U.S. repeals propaganda ban and allows government-made news to go out to Americans.
See, then I'm, yeah.
According to right. foreignpolicy.com.
Because other sites that I saw completely said no. He didn't do that at all. But I remember hearing for a long time that he did, but I figured before I spouted it, I would research it a little bit to see if, and everything I found was to the contrary. It said, no, he didn't. He just made it where they could propagandize outside the country.
Well, this says, for decades, the so-called anti-propaganda law prevented the U.S. government's mammoth broadcasting arm from delivering programming to American audiences. But on July 2nd, that came silently to an end with the implementation of a new reform passed in January. The result, an unleashing of thousands of hours per week of government-funded radio and TV programs for the domestic U.S. consumption in a reform initially criticized as a green light for U.S. domestic propaganda efforts.
So it sounds shitty.
So until this month, the vast ocean of U.S. programming produced by the Broadcasting Board of Governors, such as Voice of America, Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, and the Middle East Broadcasting Networks, could only be viewed or listened to at broadcast quality in foreign countries. Oh, so it's other governments. The programming varies in tone and quality, but its breadth is vast. It's viewed in more than 100 countries and 61 languages. The topics covered include human rights abuse issues in Iran, self-immolation in Tibet, blah, blah, blah. The restriction of these broadcasts was due to the Smith-Mundt Act, a longstanding piece of legislation that had been amended numerous times over the years, perhaps most frequently by William Fulbright in the 70s. I don't know where I was going for this. Anyway, apparently they can now push that stuff onto U.S. citizens.
And I'm sure it has something to do with money.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
The root cause for a lot of that.
But now that its materials are allowed to be broadcast by local radio stations and news network, they won't be a complete mystery to Americans. Former U.S. official told the cable, now we'll have a better sense. Some of this stuff is really good, or gee, some of this stuff is really bad. We will see.
Most likely really bad.
Yep.
But to the social media aspect of it, like we were talking about earlier, I do feel like most of social media is hot garbage.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's all like when I read that about how it's advising people to like break up with each other and
curating. So crazy. Like, what does that even matter?
I think it just creates more turmoil in the country.
Yeah. And I guess it essentially probably leads to more depression and just makes you a compliant cog in the wheel when you don't have anything else going for you in your life.
Yep. And then not to mention how they devalue marriages and stuff. Well, marriage became a huge issue whenever it became more of like a corporation versus an actual marriage. Because now the government tends to make money in most divorces. So,
yep.
They're kind of incentivized by wanting that to happen.
Yeah. Think of how many marriages do not make it past the 7-year mark anymore.
Dude, they're saying the majority of them are not making it at all.
Yep.
And that's crazy to me. Like, I know it's hard. It's not easy. But it's definitely not impossible.
Yep.
And I think that level of manipulation that we face on a day-to-day basis is what spirals us, man. Because I know that I get sucked into it too. And if I don't have people to, sometimes it really does take my wife to reel me back. Cause I'll get all boogered up in my head by shit that I've seen. And sometimes I need her to bring me back to reality.
Yeah.
You know, you just get caught up in it. And if sometimes you need that voice of reason to kind of smack you across the face and say, hey, wake up, dummy.
Yeah. It's crazy that it's that manipulative and that deep.
And it's even more crazy that it's so subtle.
Yeah. Yeah. And it sucks that we're so affected by it. Like, it works so well on us.
Yeah.
Such a downfall, man.
Yeah. It's just a giant prey machine, man. It just preys on all your insecurities and
yeah. Sucks.
It does. It does suck. But I don't know. I feel like anybody listening can see it just like we can.
Yeah.
You know, like if you step back and just look at your feed and look at what's curated to you and.
Yeah. But even being knowledgeable and knowing it's out there does not make you immune to it. No,
no, no, absolutely not. There's things where I'll get into it and spiral and just, I'm like, oh my Lord, how can people think this way? How can people act this way? What the hell is wrong with people? And then you start to spiral and put you in a bad headspace, man. And I don't like being like that.
No, and it makes it even worse that it's all by design.
Yeah. It's just
by our own fucking government. Friggin' government.
It's evil, dude. It really is. Like, there's no way around it. It's evil.
That'd be the worst case scenario would be for everybody it wouldn't help us out, but it would definitely not help them out if we all just tuned out for like 2 years. Just tune the fuck out.
Yeah. And honestly, at this point, I don't even think they'd give a shit. I think they would just, they'd be like, okay, well, whatever. But the second we all picked it back up, they're like, all right, business is back, baby. We're back and we're booming.
They'd manipulate in other ways. They'd tune up anything we were tuned into. They'd tune up newspapers. They'd tune up magazines. They just ramp it up.
Look at the new investments into podcasting, dude. You think some of these big heads ain't getting contacted? Get the frig out of here.
Yep.
You know damn good and well that some of these people, we know for a fact during these last runs, I have seen it and heard it. Where people were getting paid to speak highly on certain people.
Yep. TikTok's rampant with it.
That's people crazy.
Writing checks to push a narrative.
That is crazy to me, dude. That is crazy.
Anyone that, if our show ever gets that big, let me tell you something. I will cash your check and that'd be the end of it. Like, that's that.
Yeah.
I'm not here to push a narrative. I'm here to cash a check.
That's right. they're gonna be like, well, you didn't say nothing. I'd be like, well, that sucks.
Yeah. You know what I did say? I said, hey, bank teller, cash this check.
Put this in my account.
Put the money in the account.
Better yet, with this check, I might want to keep it cash only.
Yeah, you're right. Let me take all the money out of my account right now.
Yeah, because they might come collect.
And delete my address. It just, man, like, I love delving into these kind of things because I know it's real, but it's so, like, it's depressing.
It is depressing. It really is.
That you know, no matter how privy to the knowledge you are, it still affects you. And you have to actively, like you said, you have to actively tune yourself out of it because it's so effective.
It is. And I think they have hard science on what drags us around. And like I said, a lot of times I almost need somebody to pull me out of it sometimes. Like, it's so bad. And I think that's why, because of those moments, that's why I try to stay away from it as much as I can, because I'll just get sucked in.
Yeah, me too.
And like, I know that everything's good, but it's almost like by us tuning into that, it puts some type of filter over our reality and makes you start seeing all the negatives versus all the positives.
Yep. They,
you know what, like, I'm saying?
They do not want you to feel good.
No.
They don't want you to be in a good place. They don't want you to be in a good headspace, because when you are, you're at your best.
Yep.
And when you're at your best, they don't matter.
Yep.
When you're broke down and you're depressed and you're beaten up and you're just over it, you're pliable. You're compliant. You just go to work to pay your bills because it's all you can do to make it to the next day.
I think that's it, man.
And they know it and they push it.
I think that's it. I really do. I mean, obviously it's for them to make money and shit too, but I really think, because you're right. I mean, like, we had this conversation on our interview essentially, but like I told my, you know, said during the interview, and I'll say it here, is like, I've told my wife, you know, when you and me are good, I'm hard to beat. I'll stand 10 toes down against anybody. I don't give a shit. But if me and her are not okay, I'm not okay. I draw all of my power from her.
Yep.
And it's crazy to say, but I, like, she is a lot of my power and a lot of my ability to succeed in this world. And yeah, I need that strength.
The fact that they feed on that and manipulate that is so crazy.
Yeah. So and you're right. Like, if you steal people's joy, you steal their happiness, man. They, like you said, they're highly pliable.
Yeah. When you
relationships fall apart, everything.
Yep. And I know it sounds dramatic to say it like this, but when you don't have anything to live for, you're just alive.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. You just day to day it, you know, you just go through the grind. I got to do this because I have to do this. If I don't, yeah.
I'm just here to
live it on the street,
work and pay my bills.
Yep. And that's a shitty way to live your life.
Yep. Don't give them the satisfaction of that shit. Chase your passions, find something you love and go for it. You know, I know it's easier said than done, but things that bring you joy don't have to cost a lot of money. It doesn't have to be something like that. Find something that you like, go take a walk, you know, plant a garden. You buy a bonsai bush and trim it or some shit, but
The other thing too, is it like, I know our hobby can turn into a job essentially or whatever, but not every level of enjoyment has to do that either.
No.
Right. Like you said, plant a garden, that there's not like a overarching glory in planting a garden. Now there's, other than the fact that you're becoming self-sufficient. And I mean, there's a lot of life lessons you get from garden and just soothing enjoyment.
Yep. You know,
they don't have to be flashy, so to speak.
No, plant a flower. If you don't want to plant a garden, grab, get a pot, plant a flower, go cook your favorite dinner, do something to increase your happiness. Cause that's the best fight you're going to put up against them.
I agree.
They don't want to see you good. So be fucking good.
Yeah, I think that is lesson one in all of this. All manipulation, it's all to keep you down.
Yep, 100%.
Keep kicking you.
Yep, 100%.
Like Steve said, fight that good fight.
Yep.
Fight that good fight.
So, yeah, don't let this Monday drag you down. We're here to put that in front of your eyes, to let you know that
we're in the fight with you.
There's reasons beyond your control that you're feeling some type of way. If you're feeling some type of way,
that's a scary thought.
Yep. Don't forget that. But thanks for tuning into the media that doesn't influence you. Us. You're hollow boys.
That's right.
Thanks for hanging out with us on this Monday. Check us out at all our socials. Facebook, Instagram. Actually, you know what? Fuck the socials. Don't go to the socials. that's the opposite of what we've been telling you to do.
Respectfully so. I think you mean frig the socials.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my bad. We're trying to...
Frig the socials.
We're trying to manipulate the socials. Everyone else. So we're going to try to be ahead of the game here. But yeah, thanks for hanging out with us. We appreciate you all. And until we meet again, stay safe, stay weird, and remember, like Kyle said, fight the good fight. The best revenge is living well. And that, there's no price tag on that.
Get some gold teeth.
Get a grill.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.